Hi, this is Lisa DeLay, and you are listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. This is lesson 73 of Soul School. It's called How to Be Miserable in 3 Easy Steps. Step number 1. Tether your mood to current events, especially world events, as presented on the news. Local news is really horrible too. You get local fires and devastation and pedophiles and things like that. And sometimes you might even know the people or know someone who knows them, and that will make you miserable. But world events also have that kind of chaos and unpredictability, and things like tsunamis and forest fires that can really have that sense of dread that can really permeate your life and add that extra miserableness that you might be looking for. But for really in-depth coverage at the start of every morning, I would tune into NPR. They have a nice steady stream of very thoughtful, very thorough coverage. It brings out the very worst, most terrible things to start off your day on the worst possible note. And I promise you, it will leave you reeking with angst and melancholy at the very least. And usually you could be assured to feel like you're losing faith in humankind and feeling very anxious and desperate just on a regular basis. That's what I love about NPR. I've always been very appreciative of their in-depth reporting, their thoroughness. And I find now when I want to be miserable on a regular basis, I just tune in the very first thing in the morning. Try to not have any kind of centering practice. Try not to meditate. Try not to gather my thoughts or connect with my family. Just straight to NPR, straight to world events. Hopefully something about Trump and his kind of insanity. Maybe something about starving children or a bombing. And that really helps get my day into some kind of miserable, vicious cycle. Step number 2. Live under the presumption that people are malevolent, and in every interaction with you, whether online or in person, people are trying to harm you in some way. They're either trying to have power over you or to trick you, get something from you or oppress you, or maybe bring up hurtful things in your past. Perhaps pick a fight with you or remind you that you're an idiot or suggest that you are, or just maybe remind you that they are an idiot. And that is also very difficult to deal with. That kind of interaction in your day is really a guarantee to make you miserable. When you realize that people are there in your life to make you miserable and to help remind you that they themselves are miserable and harmful. That is pretty much a guarantee you are going to have a very miserable day and really a miserable life day to day. So I can absolutely guarantee that these 2 first steps will lead you to increased miserableness in your life. But this last one is a kicker. And I'm going to stake my entire reputation as a sage of wisdom on this one. If this doesn't get you results, my next episode is absolutely free. This one is just complain. It doesn't matter about what. You can complain about the most common inconveniences and bothers in your day, like finding hair in your soap during your shower, or locating the beginnings of a blister on your thumb from gardening. Or it could be about more serious things, and that helps because it makes you seem important. It can be about typical problems in society. These are very popular, I must add. This has been popular throughout human history, to complain about things that don't work well in society. And it's pretty intelligent to do this as well, because you can't really fix these problems with quick or satisfying solutions, and they'll always be there to complain about. Your work is really cut out for you. You could complain about crime, or you could complain about the environment, going to the toilet. You could complain about corruption. There's really limitless things you can complain about in society that are always there, and they're always at your disposal to complain about. And these things will make you so miserable. And they have the added benefit of usually making other people around you miserable too. And that way there's kind of a back and forth feeding that happens when that person becomes more miserable. You also get the benefit of that misery as well. And it just feeds each other back and forth. But let me tell you, here is a pro tip. In this case, for the sake of others, try to go for some variety. Intersperse your complaints. Don't seem like a hack, because you have to come across as though you know what you're doing. So say something about your kids or your pet or your illnesses or some of your ailments, and then switch it up with politics or globalization, crime or racism. Then switch it back to family members leaving crumbs on the table or maybe clogging your bathtub drain. So variety is key here, because you don't want to be harping just on one thing and looking like you are just miserable about one thing. Now, this is a rookie move. A lot of people do this, so don't be ashamed about it. But some people are just want to harp on one thing, like Black Lives Matter. Yes, we know Black Lives Matter. But isn't there something else you can talk about and complain about? Of course there is. Diversify. It's very important, if you're trying to be miserable, to diversify, because if you're going to harp, pretty soon people are going to tune you out. And there's nothing worse than being miserable when no one can really gratify that for you. If you really want to be miserable and you aren't well versed in complaining, you can start with the show, for example, or this episode. Why are there just 3 steps? Obviously, there are more than 3 steps. Why would I do that? Complain about that. Just get the ball rolling. Just riff a little bit. I'll offer you a pre-complaint of some of your complaints just right now to kind of kick things off. Some of you are going to go straight for the jugular and go for the easy stuff. You're going to complain about Trump straight off the bat. Let me tell you something. I'm complaining right now. That's too easy. Everybody's doing it. It's been done. Everything's been covered. We all know he's an idiot. We all know he's insane. This is too easy. I'm complaining about you complaining about that, because we're all miserable. He's Trump. He hates himself. We even know this. Just try something new. This has been covered. So it's redundant. So keep it fresh. Try to break new ground. Being miserable is obviously simple and easy. Yes, of course. But sustaining it, that takes real work. It's an art form you really develop over months and years. You hone the skill, you invest in getting better at it, and you put some time into it. You mortgage the best years of your life doing this. See, what's the use of being miserable if no one can tell you're doing it well? And don't you want to stand out? If you're going to be miserable, please, give it your very best shot. You only have about 29,219 days to live if you live to be about 80. And if you're about 40 right now, that means you have about 14,609 days left. Time is wasting. Your precious life is just draining away. And you can't go around just being miserable if you're only going to be half trying. You know, I can't say that enough, because if you're going to just kind of go through life being just half miserable when you could be fully miserable, this is the time to do it. So I'm not at all an advocate of being miserable, but we all have days when it's fine to be miserable and times when it's understandable to feel awful, and we get bad news and we might be grieving or we might be ill, and life is just hard sometimes. And there's no shame in having miserable days. But I do think that there are also so many times, or too many times, when we pick a path or make choices that provide for more miserable moods or worse days than we could have. If we made different choices, those days would be different. And we can take different steps to have different outcomes. Sometimes it's almost as if we are trying to be miserable. So if you'd rather spend more of your days less miserably, just reverse the last 3 steps I've mentioned and just see what happens. And may you move through the world enjoying all the time you have left as best as possible. And thank you for listening today. as I reversed this, and I hope that your mood reverses. Check out other previous episodes that I've made and see what you've missed, and come back each Wednesday for something new. I've been doing this for 2 years now, and it's been a really wonderful ride. Thank you for sharing it with me. This show is heard in about 175 countries, maybe a little more, and I've done just over 175 episodes now, and about 60,000 downloads or so, and more all the time. We're really starting to increase listenership by leaps and bounds. It's very exciting. I have you to thank, and I would appreciate it if you would support this program to make sure it can continue happening. You could do that by going to patreon.com/sparkmymuse, or you can review the program on iTunes. Give it a good review so more people know that it's out there. Thank you so much.